Do you remember every sermon and lesson you've learned in your life? I know I sure don't. I've been thinking about this and have been wondering why this is. I assumed that the lessons I remember are because they are relatable to my life, but they aren't always. After reading Edgar A. Guest's poem, Sermons We See, I now understand why. Often when I hear a sermon or an important message, it'll stick with me for a while, but then I'll forget it in a few days. Even if it's relatable to my life, I still might forget it in a few days. However, I realize that the life lessons that better stick with me are those that are shown to me, not told to me, but shown to me. One example of this from my own experience is from my parents. I remember things they told me as a child, like be respectful to others, or always offer a helping hand. But what really led these lessons to stick was from their behavior. They would pull over and help people stranded on the side of the road, or they would always welcome guests at our church and invite them to lunches or other church events. Seeing these lessons put in action really helped them stick with me, and I'm truly grateful to have been raised by such wholesome Christian parents. A few years ago, I found this poem called Sermons We See, by Edgar A. Guest. The poem struck me as being profound because it reminds the readers that we live out what we believe. I mean, or at least we should. Our lives are sermons, and I would like to believe that they're good ones. Ones that inspire and uplift others. Ones that speak out what we believe. Ones that proclaim the gospel. I wanted to share this poem with you as encouragement in your roles, so you are reminded not only of the privilege of serving, but also the responsibility of being leaders in your communities. We are constantly observed by others. The way we move about our daily lives reflects what we believe and what we think is important. I know as Christians that living out our faith is not a new concept. What I'm curious about is whether it's remained a concept or it is truly practiced in our daily lives. This poem stuck out to me as special, and I hope it sticks out to you too. Sermons We See, by Edgar A. Guest. I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather want you to walk with me than merely tell the way. The eye's a better pupil and more willing than the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, but example is always clear. And the best of all the preachers are the men who live their creeds. For to see good put in action is what everybody needs. I soon can learn to do it if you'll let me see it done. I can watch your hands in action, but your tongue too fast may run. And the lecture you deliver may be very wise and true, but I'd rather get my lessons by observing what you do. For I might misunderstand you and the high advice you give, but there's no misunderstanding how you act and how you live. When I see a deed of kindness, I'm eager to be kind. When a weaker brother stumbles, and a strong man stands behind, just to see if he can help him, then the wish grows strong in me, to become as big and thoughtful as I know that friend to be. And all travelers can witness that the best of guides today is not the one who tells them, but the one who shows the way. One good man teaches many, men believe what they behold. One deed of kindness noticed is worth 40 that are told. Who stands with men of honor learns to hold his honor dear. For right living speaks a language which to everyone is clear. Though an able speaker charms me with his eloquence, I say, I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day.